was I supposed to know? Are you headed for the highway, headed for the show? Baby, how I met you, how was I supposed to know? Oh.
Music made in Halifax right there from indie singer-songwriter Jen Grant. How I Met You is the name of the song. That's from Jen Grant's album Honeymoon Punch. In the middle, it's Quebecois singer-songwriter Fanny Bloom. Her song is called The Respirer La Fumée. That's from her album Apprenti Guerrière. I hope and pray that I got that right en français. And then we started the set off with Toronto indie pop singer-songwriter Emily Mover. Her song is called Fishes. That's from her album Mighty Time. Speaking of time, let's keep things going. First Aid Kit, the Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit, has been featured a few times now with music from their latest album, Palomino, but I felt a hankering to reach back to one of their earlier albums, one of my favorites. Here is First Aid Kit right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. convince others.
sunshine, we'll laugh and we'll sing and dance to the tune that our happiness brings. Come, go with me to this place I speak of. Together we'll find it, this place is called love. Somewhere a river of happiness flows. We'll sit on its banks while the warm breezes blow. Somewhere there's a garden where only love grows. Somewhere a river of happiness flows. Somewhere a river of happiness flows.
This is listener supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Music right there from the living legend herself, Dolly Parton. The song is called River of Happiness. You can find that on her iconic album, Jolene. In the middle, it is music from Sierra Farrell, West Virginia singer-songwriter. Sierra Farrell made her way to Nashville to make a fabulous album. The album is called Gone, A Long Time Coming, and we heard the track Give It Time from Sierra Farrell. And we started that set off with Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit from their album The Lion's Roar. We heard the song In the Hearts of Men. Well, friends, we have come to the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 20 plus years, I cannot say thank you enough to you, the loyal listener. This show would be nothing without you, the listener. Maybe you're one of our 1,600 listeners on Mixcloud. Remember, you can listen anytime you want to Girly So Groovy, the last 10 weeks worth of episodes on Mixcloud by going to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, both ending with an IE. Or maybe you are one of our listeners listening right now on your favorite community or campus radio station somewhere across Canada or in the United States. Maybe you're in British Columbia, whether it's Kamloops, Nanaimo, Burnaby, or Shuswap. Maybe you're in Lethbridge, Alberta, or Winnipeg, Manitoba. Maybe you're in Ontario, in Thunder Bay, or Kingston, or Sudbury. Maybe you're in Halifax, Nova Scotia, or somewhere in New Brunswick, whether it's Sackville, Fredericton, or St. John. Maybe you're in Bombay, Newfoundland, or down south in LaGrange, Illinois. Or maybe, just maybe, you are such a loyal listener that you have been with us for the 21 years we have been airing in the Windsor, Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit University of Windsor Station. Again, I cannot thank you enough. The fact that you make time week after week to join me to celebrate and amplify women's voices, voices often marginalized on mainstream media just because of the gender identity and expression behind them. So thank you for getting what Girly So Groovy is all about. Let's wrap up this hour here on Girly So Groovy. How do we want to end this week? It's kind of hard to follow Dolly Parton with something else, but let's see. How about we do something that's just totally unrelated, that would not even, you know, be in the same ballpark as Dolly Parton? How about we wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy with Toronto indie rock music collective Broken Social Scene, going back a good over 10 years now to their 2010 album Forgiveness Rock Record. We're going to close out with the song Sentimental X's. The thing I like about this song, it brings together a number of great female-fronted voices from across Canada as part of Broken Social Scene. Listen, we're going to wrap up the show, but before I go again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know what? I just want you to stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy, and I cannot wait to bring you more Girly So Groovy next week. Don't forget also, you can stay in touch with the show all week long on social media, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook.com/girlysogroovy. Here is Broken Social Scene.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Les rendez-vous de la francophonie is on now!
Celebrate Les Rendez-vous' 25th anniversary with us.
Join us on rbf.ca.
This is Bird Note. In many bird species, the males sort themselves into higher and lower ranking birds, known as alpha males and beta males. It may seem like beta males always get the short end of the stick, but could there be advantages to being second? Male lance-tailed manakins are known to pair up, one alpha and one beta, and perform choreographed courtship displays for females. This is called cooperative courtship, when the alpha and beta, who are not closely related, work together to attract the female. They even practice beforehand. The alpha always gets the girl. So, what does the beta get? Experience. A dedicated wingman gains skills in impressing potential mates that may come in handy once he becomes an alpha. However, not all males serve as betas before attaining alpha status. Males that go through beta boot camp have more success at the start of their alpha tenure, thanks to their age and experience. But they don't retain their alpha status longer than other alphas. And due to aging of these older alphas, opting in or out of beta training leads to roughly equal reproductive success across the male's lifetime. So, to beta or not to beta? For lance-tailed manakins, it remains the age-old question. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. Yeah.